Welcome to another episode of Pupcast. This is Upasna, your host. Today we have someone very special who we found on social media. I think he's using his platform to really create and give out the right message for pet parenting, for training, for animal welfare. He calls himself the pet guru, and we'll find out why. Hi, Bhaskar.
Hi, Upasna.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited to have a discussion which might help other pet parents.
I'm pretty sure it's going to. I think you're doing amazing work. I think people really need to know what to do, how to do it, and you're doing the best job you can. How did you come into being known as the pet guru?
So it's a long journey. So nobody grows and dreams to be a dog trainer as a kid.
Yes.
And similarly, I wanted to be an astronaut, maybe a musician.
Oh, wow.
Maybe a footballer.
Mm.
But then, you know, life has plans for you.
Yeah, that's true.
And fortunately, I had someone in my life, my daughter, my dog, Hachi, who taught me the skill of talking to dogs, communicating with dogs. And she taught me so many life lessons. And from being a student to a rescuer to somebody who is involved in animal welfare, I became a dog trainer, and I still don't want to be called as a dog trainer.
Yeah.
Because from within, I'm still a father of a daughter.
Yeah.
Who is trying his best to spread awareness about responsible parenting.
Yes.
How to take good care of your pet. And I'm doing it via social media, creating content to educate the pet parents. So formally, you can call me as a dog trainer and a dog behaviorist. So the birth of Pet Guru traces from the birth of Hachi.
Yes.
And me as a pet parent, as a father.
Nice. Tell me about Hachi. I mean, I've already read. I think our viewers need to know about Hachi.
So while I talk about Hachi, there is a wave of emotion that is, you know, flowing through my body. She came as a gift.
Okay.
And should I say a failed gift?
Mm.
And the family couldn't keep her for some reasons.
Yeah.
And because they couldn't keep her at home, they left her in the terrace. And she came to us in the month of October. So you can imagine the amount of heat she was, you know, through. And she got Pavo at that time. And in the 2010, as I've told you,
it
started as a rescuer.
Yeah.
She came to me as one of the rescues.
Okay.
And there's a correlation why she was named Hachi.
Because
in the month of August in 2010, I had watched a movie, Hachiko, A Dog's Tale.
Which I think everyone should see.
Yes. Only if you have a heart to watch it.
Yeah.
But it's a good cry.
Yeah.
I feel, because it evokes good emotions.
That, yeah.
The compassion that you need actually as a human being. And so, 2 months after that, August, September, October.
And
the third month, she came to me. And it was decided here that the next dog that I meet is going to be Hachi.
Hachi.
Yeah. We took her to the vet. And it was treatment day after day. Because you know how gastro and power.
Yeah.
Right. And we could save her life. That was my thought or perception long back then.
Yeah.
But I would say she saved me.
That is so true.
And yes.
I can so relate.
Yeah. And October 4th is the date that she came to me, changed my life from a directionless kid to a man who is spreading her magic, trying to spread part of her magic in educating pet parents. I'm trying to make life of pet parents and dogs a little better.
Yeah.
So whatever I'm doing is because of her, everything. So what I've learned from her about life, about dog training is because of her. So she's my superhero, my inspiration.
She's there with you, I know it. Yes.
Somewhere nudging around, I can still feel her. I dream about her, our memories.
Yeah. I mean, you're dealing with pet parents, pets every day. What is your ideal guide to pet parenting, as in especially for people who are adopting or, you know, like taking in a dog for the first time? What would you tell them? What would you tell them to focus on, points to think of?
It's very easy to access anything these days.
Yes.
You need a phone, you order it, probably you will get it delivered on the same day. And you can do it while sitting at home.
Yeah.
And similar can be said about pets also these days.
True.
So when you buy a car, you watch so many review videos. Auto car, you know, so many videos. Then
yeah.
So many
yes.
sources. But when you get a dog, what I feel is this lack of awareness, this lack of research that we do.
Yeah.
Because it's a commitment of 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
It's not a small pet. And you can easily go away with bad decision making with cars, phone, because they're not life.
They're not life, yeah.
Yeah. With dogs, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Every dog is special and they have their own needs. They have their own characteristics.
Yeah.
Only if you are ready to take that responsibility.
I think what people don't understand is like it's as important, at least for me, as a decision of having children.
Yeah.
And this is a baby who is not going to grow up. He's not yes. going to leave you at a certain point and be able to take care of himself. So this is a full-on responsibility which people don't understand. What I've noticed on social media is any video, especially when it comes to pets, whether it's aggression, whether it's rescuing, whether, you know, it's people go with whatever's trending. You know, so every 6 months or 3 months, the whole ideology of people on social media changes. Completely flip from having videos of, you know, animal cruelty and people standing up for it and there are marches to only videos of aggressive dogs in lifts and attacks and people will start sharing that and everyone's mind shifts to that. Now, when we talk about aggression, are pets actually born? Are animals born with aggression? Yes or no? And what can be done about it?
Now, aggression is intention to harm.
Yeah.
What I feel is no dog wants to harm humans or other dogs innately.
Yes.
Now, there are two very important things when it comes to how aggression can come into a dog. Two main reasons, nature or nurture. So when I say nature, it's the genetics.
Yeah.
And the nurtured part is the upbringing.
The environment. Us, yes. actually.
Yes, us. The stress, how you talk to your dog, how you behave with your dog. Are you trying to fulfill all their needs?
Yeah.
These are the part of the...
Yeah.
So, if the mother of the dog is an aggressive dog, or the mother has a certain gene which is responsible for the vulnerability of aggression,
yeah.
it's very likely that the pup can also carry those genes. Because...
True.
Secondly, the mother is going to be the role model of the pup.
Yeah.
Remember, from wherever you get the puppy, she is going to be with the puppy for initial few months, which are...
Hopefully, these days. Yeah.
I think which are the most critical period of time for any puppy.
Yeah.
And so the vulnerability stays with the puppy. Whether you get a perfect puppy or a puppy with the vulnerability, if you do not give them a good environment... the right environment. If you do not raise a puppy responsibly.
Yeah.
Now, when you get a puppy or any life, you have to hear them. You have to understand them. And only then you can feel their emotions.
Yeah.
And going back to your point, that's how we not categorize them as commodity and life.
Yeah.
And you can hear and communicate with them.
Now, everyone cannot afford training. Everyone doesn't have the tools to access to people like you. What would you suggest, means through this platform, your platform, how can they, what can they do to figure it out for themselves? People who can't manage training, can't afford training.
These days, education is free and available on the internet. And it is very easy to access.
Yeah.
The only thing is you have to, somebody has to be there to tell that
yeah.
which source is the right source.
Correct.
You can easily get videos where dogs are beaten up. And more than dog training, it is dog taming.
Yeah.
I think they're highly social animals.
Hmm.
They want to please you. And if you can use that that innocence, and that, you know, that need for love, to make them go certain stuff, it's very easy to
live.
So I would tell parents to read certain books, and if you can read them, and if you feel comfortable, that there are a few sources. When I say sources, it's there on YouTube. You can watch my channel.
Yeah.
And there are so many good trainers. And I think if you can't be a, if you can't hire a good trainer, you can definitely read a good book. There are two books, before you get a pup and after you get a pup. So Dr. Ian Dunbar has made it free public.
How sweet. That's
so you can read that book and you can easily be easily raise a dog and be a better pet parent.
That's amazing. I hope you guys are listening to it. You definitely get these books. Get some knowledge and raise your pups, your lovers correctly. Thank you so much for coming here and talking about all you have. I feel people like you are there needed to kind of bridge the gap about unawareness towards animals, towards pets and pet parents. What is one message, something that you would like to tell everyone today?
So, if you have watched a movie, Conness Interstellar, it came in the year 2014.
Yeah.
And it's still one of my favorite movies.
Mm.
And there is a nice concept. There are two things in the movie. One, which is a time dilation.
Mm.
It shows how time runs differently for you.
Yes.
At a certain part of the space and time.
Yeah.
And how it can run differently for me. There's a very similar situation, a comparable situation, when you compare a life of a dog and humans.
Yeah.
Dogs have a very short and beautiful life.
Yeah.
And we as humans, we lead a very nice, long life when compared to a dog. So I want to say why this platform, the dogs have a very short and beautiful life.
Yeah.
They can't speak the way we speak. But definitely, if you try to talk to them, you can understand they have a beautiful way of communicating, talking, speaking to you. And if you can understand them well, it's like how Hachi taught me to read them, understand them. What you'll find is they hardly need anything from you.
True.
They need
so true.
Your love, little bit of food.
That's it, really.
And if you can fulfill their basic needs, it's not much. Little bit of exercise, try to understand what your dog loves, give them, and they will be loyal, and your mighty supporter, probably a superhero on your life. So this is not just my message, this is, I think Hachi has chosen me to spread this message so every parent can enjoy their life with their dog and say happy stories to future generations so that we can call ourselves as humans and we can respect all living beings on our Mother Earth.
Thank you so much, Bhaskar, and thank you for sharing this beautiful message. Thank you.